once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely Christmassy island nation of Sri Lanka, where at all times, remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord of all, Lord in all, Lord through all. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I keep having to say this because for some reason, some people think that they actually own something here. Some people actually think that they can control something here. Look, every person that has come into this life, there's not a soul that has come into this world that stays in this world. Every single one of us is passing through. We're here for a moment. We're here for a breath in eternal schemes. And then we're gone. In the eternal scheme of things, we're here for just a very, very short window. And then after that, we're gone. From this life. Now, we go on into eternity, yes. But from this place, this life, our time in the earth, it is very short. Think about all of the people that have come before. And all of their grandeur. Think of some of the biggest names and peoples and personalities that have ever walked the face of the earth. They're not here. They may have made some impact on society or people's thinking or left a deposit in the earth, but they're no longer here. They've carried on. And likewise, you and I are here for a window and a season and a time, and then we go on as well. So in that window and season of time, what is important? What is worthwhile? What is worth doing? You know, because that's always a good question to dig and to find the answer to. What is worth doing? What is worth investing your time, your energy, your resource, your care into? Are you going to spend it on the things that the world says are important? Which, incidentally, the things that the world says are important, the reason that they emphasize those is because they're a means to harvesting your soul. If you go the way that the world tells you to, you will have no self-control, you'll be completely self-serving, you'll be actually quite miserable, because your life will be about all of the pursuits that only would destroy yourself, and you would do that at the expense of every other human being. You know, rather, if you could spend your time, your energy, your pursuit, your focus, your vision on the things of God. Because scriptures talk about that. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Put the things of God in their proper place and allow the rest of life to be what it is. Because if you think about it, the perspective of what's important in this life, the things in this life that the world says are important, are they really that important? Okay, you know, you're stressed about getting some fashionable clothes. Does it really matter? Have you ever seen pictures of fashion 10 years later? Most of the things look ridiculous 10 years later. But at the time, they were the biggest thing. A lot of everything, look, the stuff in this world all has time stamped on it. You've got to realize that, because then when you realize that, you'll also diminish the importance of what you place on the things of this world. See, when something has time stamped on it, it's limited. So that that car you drive, it's limited. That house, that motorcycle, that whatever pursuit it may be, that body that you live in, has time stamped on it. And for a window, you know, you have it. But it goes. And when it goes, from when you come to the other side of that set of experience and life, you realize that, hey, okay, that was it. It's over. and the things that people put such an emphasis on, and they lose sleep and lose their peace, lose their mind over, they really don't mean that much. Whereas God calls people to think about the things that are really important, to set their minds and their hearts on things above, to store up their treasure in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. You know, when you put your emphasis, when you store your treasure up on earth, it just gets destroyed. Did you know that? How many people have stored up their treasure on earth and have seen it just be destroyed, be withered away, be consumed by moth, rust, eaten away? There's so many people that I know of who really amassed something for themselves, and then all of a sudden something happened and just began to strip that away from them. And it happens. You know, and when it does, once that thing starts, look, it doesn't take much for all that you have to be stripped away. And even if you have a lot in what would be deemed important in the eyes of the world, your health can go on you. How much is your pinky toe worth to you? How much is your arm worth to you? Your right eye? How much is 6 months more of life worth to you? You know, what's ironic is how many times there's a lot of cases of people that, they were in the process of life going, and they got to a place where it looked like they would pass from this life, and they had a lot of wealth, and the things they would offer the doctors and the surgeons and the people just to give them a bit more time. But that scripture is absolutely true. Appointed unto every man is a time to die, and then the judgment. There is a time appointed for you, and there's a time appointed for me to leave this life. And when we leave this life, all that has been this life, that's it. That'll be what it was. So if you keep focusing your entire life on trying to be something in this world, you're going to miss it. Look, promotion comes from the Lord. There's the difference with the Lord. When God blesses, He adds no sorrow to it. When God sets up somebody, there's peace with that establishment of what He does. When God sets up your life, He also grants you peace. When the world sets up your life, you're always watching over your shoulders. Do you know that? When the world sets you up, you're always looking over your shoulder, wondering who's coming to take you out, coming to take you down. But when God sets you up, when He promotes, when He establishes, when He puts the strength under you and gives you a sure foundation in Him, He'll also protect you. He also builds you. He'll also raise you up for His purposes. See, rather than looking to man, and a lot of people do this, they look to a person, they look to a personality. Rather than looking to man, look to God. Rather than desiring to be something in this life and in this world, allow God to set the parameters of your life and your habitation. Who you'd be, what you'd be. Let Him paint a vision in your heart. Because you know what? When you do what it is that He has for you, there'll also be a fulfillment in that. There'll also be a joy in that. There'll also be peace in what you do. You'll also be able to go to bed at night with... you'll be able to sleep. You know, there's a lot of people in the world, they can't sleep at night, because there's no peace in what they do. There's no peace in who they are. So when they try to go to sleep at night, there's no peace. When they try to go to sleep at night, they're tormented. They're tormented because their life and their deeds are evil, and they know. And if they have any conscience left, they're still tormented. You know, there's a set of people in the world that actually, they can't sleep unless they make somebody else fall. Do you know those people out there too? That they've been so twisted and so far gone that they themselves, they can't sleep unless they make somebody else fall. But God calls for you to know something better. God invites you to know something better. You know, here's another thing too. It's not so complicated. God kept it simple. All He said is, look, just call out to Me. With a broken and a contrite heart. You fed up of life? Tell Him. You tired of everything? Tell Him. You wish things would be a bit different? Bury your heart before Him and ask God which way to go. Ask Him to show you. Ask Him to lead you. Ask Him to guide you. Quit looking for your own way. Your own way never worked in the first place. Quit looking for your own thing. Your own thing never worked. Look, you tried. You tried to do it your own way, and look where that got you. Rather, allow Him to lead and guide your life. Rather, submit yourself under His mighty hand that He may lift you up in due time and in due season. You know, God does that. God lifts His people up. He raises them up according to His plan and purpose. God is amazing at that. He's amazing at lifting up His people, of orchestrating the circumstance to take Joseph from the dungeon to the second highest ruler in the land. God can do that. Only God can do that. You know, people, they sometimes they don't understand because they only see part of the story. If you would see the entire story and the incredible miracle of what God is doing with us and through us, you wouldn't complain so much. You wouldn't whine so much. You know, the children of Israel, they whined a lot when they were in the desert. They whined a lot. They complained a lot. Now, here it is. God, He led them out of Egypt, got them out with a strong hand from slavery. They had been slaves, subjected, and would still be there today, would still be slaves today, had it not been for the hand of the living God that brought them out. And God brought them out with a strong hand, set them free, taught them His ways, trained them. And in the process of doing all of that, in the middle of all of that, they whined and complained and grumbled as He was taking them through this whole thing. And imagine, so here's an omnipotent God reaching down to an enslaved nation and springing them out and knowing what He's going to do with them and establish them as a nation, establish a kingdom, establish all of this stuff with and through them, and the whole time they're complaining and doubting Him and whining and whining and complaining and all of that over and over and over again. And there was one point where God even said to Moses, look, Moses, tell you what, you go with them. I'll send My angel ahead of you. He'll clear out the land, but I shouldn't go with you. I'm not going to go. Because if I go with you, I might end up wiping out these people. And Moses stood in the gap for the people and said, Lord God, if You don't go with us, I'm not going. Because it's Your presence. It's Your presence that's important to me. It's Your presence that I need. And I need that. We need that. That's what makes us different as a people, is the very presence of God with us, the very presence of God around us. That's what makes us different. So, Lord God, I would rather stay here in the desert than to go and have all of the luxuries of a new land and yet not have you with us. Isn't that ironic that the world, what they want is all the luxuries and they don't want God there? But somebody that has tasted and seen that the Lord is good and is called by His name for Him, once they know that, they want, that's what they want. Nothing in this world can compare to that. And they can't go on without Him. They can't go on without Him. They refuse to go on without Him. The Father knows those that are His. And He won't allow you to, if you put your trust in Him, He won't allow you to crash and burn. He will come and fight on your behalf. He will raise you up when you think that you can't do anything. When you can't move another step, He will reach down and pick you up and carry you through. He does that. He does that out of His great love for you. He does that out of His great love for me. You see, He loves us. Greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life for a friend. God loves you. And He laid down His life for you, that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. God's done that for you. It's already been done. All you got to do is walk in it. All you got to do is open up your heart, ask Christ to lead you through, and He that began that good work is going to keep moving that good work in you. The one that's drawing you even now is the one that will lead and guide you each and every day. You know that you don't have to live a defeated life. You don't have to live a miserable experience here. You can live in victory. You can live in the authority that Christ has put in you. You can walk on scorpions and snakes. You can close up and shut up the mouth of the devil and his agents. In the realm of spirit, you have power. And God desires that you would exercise that power. God desires that you would walk in the authority that He's put in you and live a victorious life. He doesn't want you to be just moaning and groaning about the experiences that you go through. You think you're the only one that's gone through something difficult in this life? No! Look, the trials that the people of God face in this life and in this world, they're common unto man. That means we all go through them. Different ways, different times, but we're all tested to the very core. And the test reveals, will you follow Him or will you follow someone else? Will you follow the living God or will you follow some deception of the world? Will you seek and walk in truth? Or are you going to look for something different? If it's expedient to your personal selfish agenda. Now, God wants you to walk and to walk in truth. He wants you to know the truth. Because the truth makes you free. And it is yours. You were destined for it. He intended it for you. And He's allowed for that to be the reality that you would know and face each and every day. So rather than being scared and being scared about what the future holds. Embrace the one that holds your future. And trust in him. Because he knows what he's doing with you. He always has. He's never, ever, ever let you down. When you've trusted in him, he's never let you down. When you've trusted in him, he's never failed you. When you've looked to him, he's always carried you through. So this day, at this time, in this place, thank him. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for leading you and guiding you. Thank him that in all things he's always been there for you. That he is truly your Father. And your spiritual, heavenly Father will guide you and carry you through this life and this world and all that's here unto his kingdom and the fulfillment of his kingdom in you and in earth. And he'll use you for his purposes to be manifest. He's going to use your life for something incredible. So you have to trust him in that. And don't complain when he takes you down the difficult path. You know, there's very little in this life that has been accomplished that was of any worth or merit that came easy. If it was easy, then it would be done. But the things that are difficult and hard and the challenge and the stretch, those are the things that you know, God will lead you into and carry you through and have you go forward into those things. But rather than looking for the easy path, embrace the journey that God has for you, because it's in the journey that he has for you that you'll find that life and peace and relationship and friends. You know, you meet amazing friends when you walk with Christ, because the same Spirit of God that lives in you lives in them. And you'll encounter each other's path and you'll be a refreshing to each other. You'll be a blessing to each other. You know, there's a blessing to a true friend. Incredible blessing. They just refresh your soul. They refresh your soul. They're like a drink of really cold water on a very hot day. They're just refreshing. A good friend is an amazing blessing of God. To be cherished and to be nurtured and to be blessed. So God intended for you to be a good friend and to have good friends. He intended for that kingdom principle inside of you to resonate in the hearts of others that are on that same track and in that same call. And in that process of that resonating in you, he quickens you to speak his word and to appreciate the people of God. Because the people of God are incredible, incredible, incredible human beings. You know, they're more like angels. Because they trust him. They are not moved by the things of this world or the priorities of this world. Sure, they can handle whatever it is that comes their way, but they would love truth. Always. You know, God intends that you would walk in the truth and enjoy his plan and purpose for your life. You know, you were meant to enjoy life. You were meant to... Now, I'm not saying you were meant... When I say enjoy life, that does not mean you were meant to indulge your sinful nature or anything like that. No. You are meant to enjoy life, to appreciate what life is and what God intended for it to be. And allow for God to begin that work in your heart. But, yeah, I mean, it's a process. And rather than looking for something in the world outside of you to share, after God has done something in you and to share what he's done with your heart. Oh, no, it's beautiful, because when God does something with your heart, when he changes that which is within, when He renews that which is inside of you, He makes something incredible and beautiful and new out of you. And just instead of worrying about things, instead of trying to figure everything out, just trust Him. Trust Him, hold on, and know that He has your best interest at heart, and He surely will accomplish His purpose in you as you trust Him and go on in Jesus' name. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. Love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. Thank you for the new people that are writing in. It's pretty fun getting mails from people we've never met before. And we just thank God for you that you're out there. And yeah, keep on keeping on, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. It's all good. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, talk to you later. Bye.